Interplanetary Adventures of Flash Gordon. These thrilling adventures come to you as they are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, now printed in 32 tabloid-sized pages, each page in full four colors, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. For the benefit of those who may not have seen the earlier episode, here is the story to date. Flash Gordon, internationally famous American athlete, his beautiful American sweetheart, Dale Arden, and Dr. Zarkov, a great scientist, left the Earth on a rocket ship. They crashed on the planet Mongo and were captured by Ming the Merciless, the cruel emperor of Mongo, who commanded Dale Arden to marry him and ordered that Flash be killed. But Flash escaped. Through the help of Emperor Ming's beautiful daughter, Aura, who fell deeply in love with him and proposed marriage. This Flash refused, saying he loved Dale Arden. Flash then met Thun, the powerful, huge, bearded prince of the Lion Men, and Prince Baron, a former member of Emperor Ming's court. Joined by Dr. Zarkov, these four friends plotted to overthrow the government of Emperor Ming and rescue Dale Arden. They were almost successful, but at the last moment, with victory practically within their grasp, were recaptured by Emperor Ming's soldiers, and the four friends, together with Dale Arden, were condemned to a fate far worse than death. Securely bound, they were placed on a gyro ship and sent as slaves to the prison city of Hawkmen. Now we continue the story. The prison ship carrying our friends roars through the stratosphere on the way to the prison city of the Hawkmen. In a cell room, Flash and Prince Thun work feverishly on each other's bonds.
Can you get the knot untied, Prince Thun?
It is almost loosened, Flash. Just another twist. There. Thou art free.
Thanks. Now I'll set you free. If we work fast, we may be able to release Zarkov and Baron and get control of the ship.
Good. As soon as thou canst loose my bonds, I will help thee capture the guard and take his keys when he makes his rounds.
There. The rope's undone.
Hark. I hear the guard approaching.
Put your hands behind your back like this and lie still until he bends over to give us food. Then we'll overpower him. All right, now. Here he comes.
Here is your food, prisoner.
Now, friend Thun.
What? There. Hold him. I have him fast.
Take his keys.
Stop squirming, fellow.
I'll give you something to squirm about. Now, I've got his keys, Thun. Now to save Dale, Baron, and Zarkov.
Look out! Be careful!
What was that?
We must have struck something. Are you all right, Toon?
Yes. And thou, friend?
I'm okay.
Flash Gordon.
Here! Prince Thun and I are in here.
And you are free.
Yes. And how didst thou gain thy liberty, friend?
The crash broke the lock on our cell door. Come quickly. We must go to the control cabin and see about the girl.
Yes, hurry. This way. Dale! Where are you? Dale!
I'm here!
Are you all right, Dale?
Curse you, girl. Let go of me. I've got to call Ming on the spacephone.
Send this to Ming with my regards.
He won't be able to transmit your message for quite some time, lad.
Let's get out of here.
Let the others go soon. I need your great strength to help me remove the valuable scientific apparatus from the ship.
Come, Flash. Come, Dale. We have no time to lose.
We're with you, Baron.
Soon. Wrench those spacographs from their sockets. I will take this space compass.
What else wouldst thou like to have removed, friend?
That is enough for this trip. Come on outside.
Where are our friends, Baron and Flash and Dale?
They must have gone into the forest over yonder. What is that rushing sound?
By the great god, Tallow. Look up there. Hawkmen! Run, friends! Run for your life!
Pennants flying, lances held in readiness, a squadron of savage Hawkmen hurtle from the skies. They seize Thun and Zarkov and sweep them into the air. While in the forest, numb with horror, Flash, Dale, and Baron watch their friends carried away toward a city suspended in space, the prison city of Hawkmen.
There they go with Thun and Zarkov.
And that, friend, is the end of them.
What do you mean, Prince Baron?
No man captured to the Hawkmen has lived to tell about it.
How terrible.
You'll see about that, Baron.
It's hopeless, Flash. Look, their city drifts high in the heavens.
held up by powerful light beams.
What are we going to do now?
Let's go back to the wrecked ship. We may be able to fix it.
I'm afraid the ship is beyond repair, Flash. But perhaps it won't do any harm to see.
Flash, I see a rushing sound.
Why, it's a rocket ship bearing down on us.
It's going to land.
It made a perfect landing. I wonder who the pilot is.
A girl is getting out. She's holding a ray pistol.
Why, it's Princess Aura. Well, Princess, this is a surprise.
I followed you to give you your last chance, Flash Gordon.
What do you mean, Princess?
Keep out of this, Eladen. He knows what I mean.
I suppose you still want me to marry you.
Yes. Marry me and the Empire is yours. And your friends go free.
And if I refuse?
The Hawkmen, with my aid, will kill all of you. You shall never marry this Earth girl, Dale Arden.
My dear Princess, if I must make a choice, I choose Dale and death.
Flash, darling.
Good for you, Flash.
You have signed our death warrant. But I don't care as long as we are together.
I'm glad, Dale. That's just how I feel, too.
Very well. You have made your choice. I go to the Hawkmen.
Well, there goes the haughty beauty. In an hour, every Hawkman in Mungo will be after us.
Prince Baron's prophecy comes true. He, Flash, and Dale are captured by the Hawkmen and dragged before the throne of their king, mighty Voltan. There the prisoners find Aura leaning on the arm of the great throne, while King Voltan explains to her...
The Lord of Mungo allow you to judge the fate of one of these prisoners, Princess. The others belong to me.
I will take the yellow-haired youth. Make him pay for scorning me. Incidentally, by torturing him, I can also torture the Earth girl.
So be it. Take the man to the torture chamber.
No, no, I beg you, kill me, but spare Flash.
But let the girl stay with me. So, you're in love with his youth, eh?
In love with him? Why, just because I begged for Flash's life doesn't mean I love him.
No.
He is but a youth. You, impressive majesty, you are a man.
Ah, my pretty bird, you have discernment. I took you at your face value, but I see I was wrong. You have an unusual appreciation of men.
Thank you, impressive majesty. I can also appreciate compliments.
Soon I shall show you how your friends have failed to stand the rigors of the torture chamber.
I don't care much for torture, Your Majesty. But I guess you can't help doing what the Emperor's daughter tells you to do.
Emperor's daughter? I give orders in this today. But now it's your fate.
Yes, Impressive Majesty.
I shall make you my wife as soon as the High Priest can be summoned.
In the meantime, down in the torture chambers, Flash and his friends have been put to work stoking the great atom furnaces of the Hawkmen. Driven nearly mad by the terrible heat and the anxiety of wondering what is happening to Dale, Flash is all for rebelling. He throws a shovel full of flaming radium at a guard. The captain of the guard reaches for the switch, which will electrocute Flash by passing the current through a wire fastened to his leg iron. But Dr. Zarkov rushes up and pleads...
Do not kill him, Captain. He is but an impetuous youth. We will make him work.
Then see that he does. If he starts any more trouble, he shall die.
Thank you, Captain.
Get back to work, the rest of you slaves.
Thanks, Dr. Zarkov, but I just as soon die. Dale's lost him.
Patience, Flash. Zarkov and I have a plan. Come over here, behind this lead wall.
What are you going to do, Baron?
I shall keep watch for the guards. Get to work, Zarkov.
Quickly, here, lad. Break these wires off your manacles and wrap them around your shovel.
All right. Now what are you going to do?
You heard what the captain said. If you start any more trouble, he will electrocute you. When I give you a signal, jump up and throw your shovel into that radium bin over there.
And get myself killed for it?
I promise you, you will not die. Do as I tell you.
All right. Now,
Is the coast clear, Barry?
No one is looking this way.
Now, Flash.
Come on, men. Follow me. Better death than slavery.
Mutiny. Then die like a rat. Here goes the switch.
Electric current ignited the radium ore.
It worked! It worked!
Now's our chance to escape.
I'm going to find Dale.
Back in the sumptuous quarters of Voltan, King of the Hawkmen, Dee and Dale are awaiting the arrival of the High Priest to perform the marriage ceremony.
Well, my pretty little bird, soon you'll be the bride of Voltan the Mighty. But suppose you give me a little kiss while we're waiting for the High Priest, eh? Come here.
Oh, no. Don't touch me.
What? You repulse me, Earth Girl? Come here.
Keep away from me, you fat fool. Flash! Flash, darling.
Take your hands off her, Bolton.
With a yell of fury, Flash drives his fist to Bolton's jaw. The mighty king staggers back and, bellowing like a mad bull, sinks his steel-fingered fingers into Flash's throat. His left hand reaches for his dagger.
Flash, look out for his dagger.
A smashing left and a crushing right-hand uppercut that would have killed an ordinary man knocks Voltan into unconsciousness.
That settles that off. Dale, did he hurt you?
No. Oh, my darling. I feel so safe in your arms. They're so strong, yet so tender.
These arms were meant to hold you and protect you. By heaven, they will, as long as I have life.
My dear. Oh, where are Baron and Zarkov and Thune?
Zarkov and Baron are working on some scientific gadget. Thune and I separated looking for you. Come, we'll join him.
Did you kill Voltan?
I don't know. There's no time to waste finding out.
Which way do we go from here?
Look. Soldiers. Coming this way. Turn to the right, Dale. Down that other passage.
More soldiers. Flash, we're trapped.
Back to Voltan's quarters, Dale. We can bar the door and hold them up while we arrange to escape by the window. There. We're back in Bolton's quarters and we've escaped the soldiers.
Now.
Now they're firing, squad.
Bolton!
Why, you...
Stay where you are. I have this rain pistol trained on you. The slightest move and both of you will be blown to dust.
Don't hurt the girl. I surrender.
What's that? Light! Light! Move! Turn off the light!
Yes! The floor is tipping off.
Don't worry, Dale. I'll save you.
What is happening to the city of Hawkmen, perched so perilously 5,000 feet above the ground on the planet Mongo? What terrifying experiences await our friends? Be sure to listen in again next week for the continuation of the amazing interplanetary adventures of Flash Gordon. The same all-star American athlete who will appear in full color pictures next Sunday on the big 32-page comic weekly supplement of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. What a treat is in store for you in next Sunday's comic weekly. For besides Flash Gordon, you'll find the greatest array of funny people ever assembled in any magazine, waiting to entertain you. Just think of it. Bringing up Father, the Little King, Barney Google, Polly and her pals, Toots and Casper, Pete the Tramp, good old Skippy, and your friends the Katzenjammer kids, and last but by no means least, that mischievous, lovable little fellow, Mickey Mouse. Yes, they'll all be there besides Ace Drummond, Radio Patrol, Jungle Jim, Red Barry, and all your other favorites. Be sure to get this big 32-page comic weekly with your Hearst newspaper next Sunday. And now, goodbye until next week at this time, when we'll be back with another amazing interplanetary adventure of Flash Gordon.